Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wednesday morning with Ben and Woods. You're waking up. Welcome to the middle of the week. I am one day away, Woods, from my big Holiday Lights live shot on ABC 10 News.
Excited?
Yeah, we moved the process forward a little bit yesterday. I picked out the house where I will be parked out in front during my live broadcast. It has a giant How the Grinch Stole Christmas set up.
Bo loves like the
including
Grinch.
Including a big Grinch head peeking out over the top of the roof. And then kind of the Whoville design.
Oh, my right God. I got to take
the whole neighborhood set up. It's in Olivenheim, so you can get there very easily.
Cool.
Yeah, you'll
perfect.
Be able to see that one for sure. But
he's going to lose his mind.
Going to do a Zoom interview with the family and talk about the whole neighborhood light tradition and everything. And then I am going to go full local TV reporter and report on Holiday Lights here in San Diego. I'm going to be doing that every week this month.
I can't wait. Once a week?
Once a week, every week.
I can't wait.
This Thursday, next Thursday, I think the following Monday, and then the Monday before Christmas.
So how's this going to work? Are you gonna
I have
a,
no idea.
Are you going to be a team player? I don't care about like.
Yeah, we don't care about that. We want.
Are you
going
to be a team player and send us the clip?
Or are we going to have to
go dig
easy?
For it? Are you going to make me work
Yeah, I'll make
for
it easy.
Okay,
thank you.
And we will air check your Christmas light performance.
Yeah, I really want to walk the fine line mm-hmm. between serious, uplifting, local news element. We're doing the Season of Hope at ABC 10 News,
yeah.
like every day. And it's a good thing. And we're looking for positive stories, uplifting, inspirational. At the end of this tough year, I feel like everyone needs some good news every single day, finding good stories in the community. And our Holiday Lights series is part of that. So I want to walk the fine line between serious and uplifting and also somewhat ironic, eye-rolling what I'm doing here.
I would be
kind of the Anchorman version of what we are doing here.
I would be the worst in the world at these because they would ask me, Woodsy, can you go out and do this? And I'd be like, oh, God. You'd see it in
what
my
What really
face.
Happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that
That's
led to
serious.
Chris Wood's death?
The f*** real.
I'm dying this country ass up town.
Guy's my favorite. Have we ever tracked him down? That'd be a guy I want to talk to.
I will look into that.
Thank you very much, Paulie.
You know what other one I found? Just searching through our folder. Remember the reporter that saw the bison? Remember he saw a bison out of the corner of his eye and freaked out?
Oh, yeah. It was like coming up behind him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like walking towards him.
Yeah.
Three. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no, I ain't messing with you. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm not messing with you.
That's so good.
Just left.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's my God.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. Yeah, Benny, I'm excited to see this.
All right. So that's tomorrow night.
The scene.
ABC 10 News at 5. Right now, though, let's turn things over to the executive producer of the program. Get things started this hour with today's edition of the Rindle Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
My wife Megan just texted me, OMG, Ben is Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, Bruce Almighty. You ever see that movie?
No. I did. Jim Carrey.
Oh, you did? Okay. Wow. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Still haven't seen I Love You, Man, have you?
It's an okay movie. No, I have not seen it yet.
Oh, Ben, what are we going to do?
Well, I just need time is what I need. I need a little time.
It's an hour and a half. Carve it out. Please?
I'll try.
I'm asking you, please.
It's like a biopic of yourself.
Yeah.
I Love You, Man is a bio. It's,
hey,
somebody said
Paul
Woodsy.
Rudd is one of the best actors out there.
I love Paul Rudd.
He's great.
You, if somebody came up to you and said, hey, Paul Rudd
made a biopic
about
you.
About your life,
would
you'd
just
want
watch
to
it?
Watch that.
Yes.
I'd get to it eventually. I would.
All right. Well, let's get to the sports then. A lot of sports last night, guys.
Tons.
A lot of sports. So
had a little basketball, a little soccer yesterday.
What a basketball.
College hoops. This is some good college hoops.
Duke lost to, was it Michigan?
Michigan State.
Michigan State. First time in a long time they
ever
lost.
At Cameron ever, yeah. Indoor Stadium. Izzo had never won on the road against Duke and finally did it. Now, I think it's a little easier to win without the Cameron crazies.
Of course.
No fans in there. But
Izzo said there's no asterisk.
No, of course not.
I said it.
Asterisk.
Elsewhere
in college football, the college football playoff rankings were announced yesterday. They come out every week on Tuesday, and not a lot changed. The top seven teams in the rankings remained as they were. Alabama, number one, followed by Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. That's your top four.
The controversy, though, Ohio State is at number four, but the committee, like one of the guys was doing an interview and said there was a lot of discussion about flip-flopping Ohio State with number five, Texas A&M. Now, Texas A&M has a loss. Ohio State doesn't. But Ohio State has only played, what,
four
games? And this week's game is in jeopardy. Head coach Ryan Day has already been ruled out for the game against Michigan State. If they don't play that one, then Ohio State doesn't have enough games to qualify for the Big Ten championship. So then you get to the next level going, can you allow a team that didn't win its conference, that didn't even play for its conference title,
because they didn't play enough games,
to go to the college football playoff at the end of the season over other teams that played more, that won their conference? And I don't know the answer to that question. I suspect that Ohio State is probably better than them.
Yeah.
But they never really got a full opportunity to prove it out on the football field.
Correct.
Because
I mean, but
they played such a short season that was then interrupted further by COVID.
You hate to say this, but I think it's absolutely the case. Who would you rather see? Would you rather see BYU or would you rather see Ohio State?
It's not like I'm not tired of Ohio State like everyone else is, but I don't want Texas A&M as number four to play Alabama as number one. We saw that game. It wasn't competitive.
Correct.
There's no reason to put Alabama, Texas A&M part two, on our television screens on New Year's Day or whatever, the college football playoff semifinals.
Yeah.
So I in that case, I would definitely rather see Ohio State.
Look, it would be freaking weird. It would be very weird if they're in there. But you know, it's almost like they're a good team. We all know that they're a good team. They've just been hit a little bit harder by some of these things.
Speaking of, congratulations to your Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who somehow on a Tuesday clinched a spot in the ACC championship game. Because of, COVID cancellations and tiebreakers, all of a sudden the Irish are in, no matter what.
Well, that's what happens when you handle business.
Probably against Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Rematch in that game.
I think, and in that one, going to be a lot harder. They're going to have Trevor Lawrence back more than likely, unless, who knows? You can't say with any certainty that
he will
be back.
And then who knows, maybe a part three in the college football playoffs as well.
Can you imagine? In my opinion, in that, you just need to hold that game really close if you're the Irish. Really close.
Right.
I mean, lose that
if
game.
If they lose a close game to Clemson, can you really drop them out of the top four? I don't think you can.
You can't.
But what if Ohio State gets in with four games and over Notre Dame with one loss? See, there you go.
You will watch me. You will see me lose my mind. Lose my mind.
That will be interesting. In college basketball here locally, San Diego State, little switch up on their schedule.
The old switcheroo.
So they're still taking on the vaunted St. Catherine Firebirds, I think.
Yes, Firebirds.
Firebirds tonight. They were scheduled to play San Diego Christian on Friday, and that has been changed now. San Diego State added Pepperdine, and they're going to play them on Sunday afternoon. Tip-off is scheduled for 1:30 p.m.
That's better.
And that means that Friday's game against SDCC.
San Diego Christian College.
Yes. They have postponed it. It's going to be rescheduled for later in the season, which still doesn't make sense to me, but oh well.
We should call San Diego Christian College and see if they want to sponsor the SDCC fan hotline.
Probably a good idea, actually. Hi, it's the... Can you imagine if they both sponsored it? It's the SDCCU fan hotline powered by SDCC.
San Diego Christian College / University. SDCCU. There you go. You can just kind of do it together at the same time. Pepperdine looked pretty good. I mean, the irony of 2020, all of Pepperdine's games now so far will have been played at Viejas Arena because they were part of the MTE last week. They also played UCLA and UC Irvine. They beat UC Irvine just like the Aztecs did. They lost UCLA in triple overtime, but gave them a heck of a game. So I'd imagine this could be a relatively competitive matchup for the Aztecs on Sunday. Certainly more competitive than a local NAIA school would be. So, yeah, an upgraded schedule.
Definitely. And finally, I thought, Woodsy, maybe you could look for a side gig here. You might be feeling left out with me and Ben both working
quite a bit.
I put a lot of work into this show.
So. Well,
this is something you can
I'm
do
I'm fully
home.
Fulfilled.
I don't think you are.
I'm fulfilled.
Let's see if we can talk you into it. There's a job out there. You can get paid $2,500 to watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days.
God, no. Yeah, my wife would do it in a heartbeat. She loves holiday movies.
Doesn't that sound great, though? You got to be with the kids anyways. Hey, guys, we're going to watch a movie.
Do you know that my kid is 2.5 years old and wouldn't sit and watch a movie, an entire movie, if you tied him down?
It's $100 per movie watched.
Well, The Town is not a Christmas movie. It's not on this list.
Right, exactly. Bo's favorite movie, The Town.
The Shining, also not on this list.
Loves that movie. That should be a Christmas movie. A lot of snow.
Die Hard, not on this list, because it's not a Christmas movie.
Let's not start that again.
I'm just...
Can we not?
Simply the facts. All the traditional movies are there. Home Alone, The Santa Claus, Elf, Rudolph. Then there's some others like Love Actually, When Harry Met Sally, which I guess is a Christmas movie?
Yeah, there's Christmas
it's
in there.
Around Christmas time.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
When Harry Met Sally?
Yes.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of the best movies.
Top three
ever
easily for me.
So good.
So review.org, they're looking for somebody to be their chief holiday cheermeister. You're going to watch 25 movies in 25 days. Not only do you get a cash prize of $2,500, you get a 1-year subscription to 7 streaming services, including Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max.
I'd do it for that.
All of that stuff. Whereas the only requirements for the role are owning a device to stream. You're going to watch 25 movies and you're going to fill out a post-movie survey. So, not a bad way to make...
It's actually not that bad of a gig. I got some time in the afternoons while the baby naps.
Competition could be fierce.
Yeah,
for
dude,
that
there's going to be a billion people apply for that.
If you want to be the person chosen to watch these movies, you have until December 4th. That is...
Where do I sign up?
That is Friday, right?
Where do I sign up, Paulie?
Submit your application to reviews.org.
Reviews.org.
Org.
I typed in org.
It's not org.
I know. All right, here we go.
Boom.
Your identity has now been stolen.
Yeah, 100%.
Gotcha.
Your bank account is now wiped out.
That's all I got, guys.
What is your favorite Christmas movie? Do you have a favorite?
I mean, I love Christmas Vacation. It's a standard.
Yeah.
I also love Elf a lot. Elf kills me very much. I love Bad Santa. I love The Ref. The Ref is highly underrated as a Christmas movie. The great Dennis Leary appearing in The Ref.
You know what one gets me? It doesn't ever get mentioned. We just watched it the other day, Four Christmases.
Vince Vaughn. There's a couple of funny parts, but then there's a couple of that are just like, so over the top.
I like it. It's different.
Yeah. He's funny. He's a funny guy.
Reese Witherspoon's great.
I like Love Actually.
Oh, it's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
The Prime Minister, Hugh Grant. I love Hugh Grant, but that girl that he falls for, Daddy Likey. Daddy Likey a lot. a lot. There's something about her. You could probably guess. But I really like her.
Hugh Grant is...
He's so great.
I think he's not the greatest human being in history. Have we heard
he had one.
Yet?
Ben,
I feel like
he's
Ben.
Did
he
go to a strip club?
What happened? My God. That was like 30 years ago. This guy's like never sinned.
He plays awkward well, though.
The best.
No one does awkward better than Hugh Grant.
Have you guys, Paul, have you and Megan, or you, Ben, you and Shelley, have you started watching The Undoing yet on HBO? He's in it with Nicole Kidman. Holy crap. It's a cliffhanger. It's only 6 episodes. It's amazing. I mean, it had me on the edge of my seat. We watched the finale the other day. Hannah goes, can you sit down? I go, I can't. I was pacing the room. It's really, really good. And Hugh Grant is brilliant in it. It's on HBO, The Undoing. There's your little crossing streams from Woods today. But I loved it. I thought it was really good. I think you guys will like it. I think Shell will like it. I think Megan will like it, too. But, yeah, Hugh Grant, big fan.
I also enjoyed him with Julia Roberts in the Notting Hill.
Notting Hill is so good. It's so good. It's so good.
Who knew that you and I kind of like those British romantic movies?
Yeah, we kind of do. I like British. I love the British accent. Big fan.
Big fan of About a Boy.
Yeah, I only saw that once. It was very depressing.
Yeah, it's a good movie, but it's...
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. But I'm a Hugh Grant fan, apparently. Like a huge... 4 weddings and a funeral.
Save that, Polly.
I'm a Hugh Grant fan.
Huge Hugh Grant fan.
That's our Rindle Report here for a Wednesday. Daily Diddy is coming up, and then at the bottom of the hour, Major Garrett, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent, anchor, and Padres fan on the East Coast extraordinaire, going to join us. Looking forward to that in about 20 minutes. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.